They don't know what was going. They don't know what's going on, but they what they.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. I said they don't know what's going on. And don't want to try to find out what's going on. What's the thing? Find out what's going on. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, they just want.
It's like two people. It's like two people just have a fuss like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's always a cause for anything. Some folks are going to take up this and this and that and the other and never say about it, doesn't.
Yeah.
See? But it's a fault. Find out what the trouble is.
Yeah.
Between the two people and then talk.
Yeah.
Then find out. It may be your best friend, may have been in the big fault.
Yeah.
Somebody you didn't care too much about. Maybe just declared. There's a thing going right now in our church that way.
What is it?
Well, dissatisfaction, a little dissatisfaction going on,
okay.
And what started this? Some things started and ain't satisfactory, and they just want to blame one side for it. Just blame this and over here and that and clear. Go talk about it, won't never talk. Oh, such things been done, hadn't been told so and so.
Yeah.
But you don't know that other fellow might have been the biggest fault.
Okay.
Get the foundation.
Now, you might say somebody didn't know what was going on, but they did what?
They know what was going on, but they just didn't want to prove it.
They didn't know what was going on, but they...
They just didn't want to prove it, didn't have to do with it.
They did not know what was going on.
Well, they did not know.
But they blank like they knew it all. You say they...
Well, they didn't know what was going on.
But they blank like they knew it all. You say they...
Well, yeah.
They did what? He didn't know what was going on, but he sure...
Yeah, act like he did, that's all I
know. Yeah. Okay. A boy left his pencil on a desk. He came back later, and after school was out, he said, somebody must have...
stole my pencil.
Okay, any other way of saying that? Look at here. Somebody done pulled a prank on me, and...
Well, sometimes it's been somebody... But I just said somebody moved my pencil.
Yeah.
Just like a man once left his watch at regular school, laying on the desk. And when you come in, in fact, that was a kind of a test. That's the only test that man kind of put me through in. He left his watch on that desk for a purpose. I mean, on that pew for a purpose. Me cleaning up, I found it. But when I found it, I took it and put it in his desk. He comes in, man, I can't find my watch. I said, I'll tell you what, I said, go look at your desk, but he went on back and got it. I tell you, I come back, come up. There'd been some stealing going on around. I didn't do it.
Somebody thieved it?
Somebody, not that what, but somebody had done some stealing around there.
They thieved it?
What's that?
Filched it?
I said stole something. See? There'd been some money stole there. And this fella heard about it. And so he thought he'd test me out, see what I steal. That way he'd test me out, steal. Left his watch laying on the desk, you know, on the pew. Cause it'd been a ball game at a pew. And he cleaned up, I found it. When I found it, I just took it up and put it in his desk. That was my suit to the school. Put it in his desk. When he come around to ask about it, why, I told him where it was, you know. Yeah. He never did see, he never did act like, cause the other thing, there'd been plenty of other stealing around that didn't come to me with. I'll tell you another thing. I seen a man once, I was working for a man. Me and another boy was digging up an old stump right down the other way for a man. This fella come back there once in a while, and then he looked at me almost on. One time, come back and left a cigar laying down there. Come back, that cigar still laying there. Fool around lick. He didn't make no money now. But some other little something he left. After a while, he picked up what he was going to put down. He checked us niggas out, see what we steal. He thought we steal anything.
Yeah.